Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you again this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, Hezbollah launched an explosive drone towards an IDF engineering vehicle in the area within the security zone. No IDF injuries were reported. This incident constitutes a blatant violation of the ceasefire agreement in Lebanon. IDF soldiers continue to operate within the security zone and not allow terrorists in the area to advance or execute attacks against IDF soldiers. Meanwhile, near the Jordanian border, the IDF detected and intercepted two unmanned aerial vehicles. The aircraft did not cross into Israeli territory. Israelis in the Druze community remembered 12 young lives lost 2 years ago this week when a Hezbollah rocket struck a soccer field in the Druze town of Majdal Shams, killing 12 children and teenagers and wounding dozens more. They had gathered to play. Israelis stand with their families and the Druze community and honor their memory. When Hezbollah attacks Israel, they are targeting Druze, Jews, Christians, and Arabs.
2 years already. Wow. Is there anything else happening in the north or central Israel this week?
There is. IDF soldiers were dispatched to an area in Judea and Samaria where Israeli civilians were attacked while hiking. An attacker stole the weapon of a security personnel who had arrived at the scene and opened fire toward the Israeli civilians. As a result, several Israeli civilians were injured, with one Israeli soldier, Benyahu Malet, 32, was shot dead as he rushed to assist the group of hikers. He served as a member of the community's emergency response team and the farm's agriculture coordinator. 27-year-old IDF officer Major Yuval Ezra was also killed. He was serving in the reserves as a regional defense soldier. President Herzog spoke the following to the nation. Quote, "My heart breaks at the news of the murder of Benyahu Malet, a member of the Havat Gilad Rapid Response Security Team, in a deadly terror attack in Samaria. I send heartfelt condolences to his beloved family, his friends, and the Havat Gilad community, and I pray for the complete recovery of the wounded. I commend the security forces for acting with determination in defense of the citizens of Israel. In the face of murderous terror seeking to harm our lives and our security, we must stand united and resolute." Unquote.
Oh, that is indeed tragic, Suzanne. Is there anything happening in the south?
As you know, Stephen, the IDF are still operating in the northern Gaza Strip, east of the Yellow Line, in order to clear the area of terrorist infrastructure. As part of their work, the soldiers dismantled an additional underground tunnel route stretching hundreds of meters. IDF troops will remain deployed in the area in accordance with the ceasefire agreement and will continue to operate to remove any immediate threat.
That's good to know. Anything else, Suzanne, before you give us some key prayer points?
Fascinating discovery, Stephen. Archaeologists in Jerusalem pulled something extraordinary out of the ground. Massive wooden beams, burnt and blackened, dating back 2,600 years to the destruction of the first temple. They were uncovered in the city of David, right in the heart of ancient Jerusalem. Last week, I shared that the 9th of Av is the saddest day on the Hebrew calendar as they remember the destruction of the first and second temple. Both happened on the same day, almost 650 years apart. The Jewish people in Israel ascended the Temple Mount in Jerusalem last week to remember this day. A new record was set this year with over 3,700 Jews ascending the site. This week, the 15th of Av, July 29th, is considered one of the happiest days in the Jewish calendar as it celebrates love, unity, and reconciliation. It marks the end of the mourning period of the two temples, and it is celebrated with weddings and engagements. With that, Stephen, we turn our attention to some strategic prayer points. Complete dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and south, as well as Central, protecting Israelis and IDF from missiles, drones, and terrorist infiltrations, progress with a permanent ceasefire with Lebanon and Iran, and progress toward the Abraham Accords, comfort for hurting and wounded, peace in the entire Middle East as Iran continues attacks, Canadians having courage to stand up against anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and our Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout Canada. Declare Psalm 89, especially verse 2. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. To our audience, we say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom, peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.